three.
Hello, James. Hey, James, can you hear me? Hello? James, can you hear me? Hello, hello.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Sorry, my Bluetooth was on my phone. So, anyway.
You're good, man.
I'm in the mountains, right. Going into
Tennessee,
and it's raining like crazy.
Oh, my gosh. You're having the worst of luck with this drive.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Anyway, so go ahead. You were saying?
Okay. Yes, so pretty much to sum everything up in short, you know, how we're going to make this work is making sure we're strategically putting in the services that you want to be found for in the right areas and constantly staying at it. Even when it's, let's say, down in the future, you're on the first page, you're doing very well, does not mean that we stop or slow down on that. We still want to keep up to date as far as new promotions that you want to promote, how often. There's always new lingo for different services. You never know. I mean, some people in different areas, you'd be surprised of type of words they come up with. but we want to make sure that you're being found. You know what I mean? So adapt to the new age every time. But that's pretty much in the sum. You know, our communication with you is important. So that way we do hit those correctly in a timely manner, though. That's important to us that we have our communication strong with you. So I know yeah, go ahead.
I don't understand how, I guess. So, I know you're paying a flat rate, but
mm-hmm.
The point is that, like, you're trying to constantly keep ahead of what AI and what
pretty
algorithms
much, or,
are going out there?
Or more like react to the AI, right? Because the AI is going to say, okay, we have this many. You'll see the tracking system for yourself. So, let's say after a month, you're like, man, these keywords worked very well. Interior painting, boom. Or you could say, professional painting near me was the top hit. But in this other area, interior painting nearby was a totally different keyword. I want to make sure key in on that. Like, you'll be able to keep track of your analytics. And, of course, you'll be able to change things and modify yourself, but our team is there to do that for you. So they can give you some guidance or maybe have some different keywords that might be able to get you more work. It doesn't matter. We want to make sure that our relationship between one another is strong. That way we can get the max results you're looking for.
Right. And the results, typically, when you guys see results, like give me an example of something that's working good for somebody.
Yeah,
sure. Have you got guys in my area that are doing good?
No. So you got to remember, James, now you know I'm not lying. When we're calling the area, I held this position for you. We won't work
right.
with anyone else that does what you do, period. Like, that's a strict policy we have to keep to. If we were working with other people.
Nobody else but me.
Correct, yeah. We want to make sure that you're getting max results. That's how we do well. Like, if other companies
so
sign
you
up.
You don't have anybody in the whole Cincinnati area?
No. So we have a 100-mile radius that we can work with, right? And starting from the zip code 45069. Now, the package we got you for is a 50-mile radius. So within that 50 miles, or after that 50-mile marker, we can't work with anyone else that does what you do. That position became available. That's why we're fulfilling it.
So how did you really find me?
I'm not sure if I... But all right, so I'll walk you through. We have an inventory to the department team. They, whatever a case may be, maybe someone fell off, I don't know, or maybe they just opened that position in that area. I just can't tell you that. I'm not going to tell you something I don't know. But as soon as that position comes available, they bring it to our next team that says, hey, listen, call out in this area for these specific services and make sure that they have good reputation and we're not working with somebody that's already on the first page because then it's pointless to have that same, you know, pay for something you're already doing, you know, so we make sure
well,
of that.
And here's, well, I know, but like when I say how'd you find me, like what made you pick me over anybody else in the area?
Well, yeah, I remember I didn't call you. Who was that called in?
Yeah.
Let me see.
No,
Dan. Yeah. So Actually, Dan's a really good friend of mine. So for him to put in this type of promotion for you, though, too, is just tells me already, like, all right, you know, help this guy. So that's why I look at it as.
No, I know, but, like, okay, so for instance, there's other painters in the city. There's other good painting companies in the city. So why was it just because I was the one that answered the call, or is it because, you know, other guys are like, yeah, whatever? Like,
could be both.
Or was there, like,
mixture?
Research? Was there research done to find me and my reputation?
For me, on my end, I do a lot of research. As soon as I pick up the phone on this, right? As you could tell. Like, I know about your business. I know where you're at. You know, different areas. I type in keywords, all that. The person before me, they put in that little effort to say, all right, as long as they don't have a bad reputation and we're not working with anyone in that area and they could use this help, okay, let's bring them over to our team to see if we can help them out. That's pretty much, like, the gist of it, if I put it in broad.
Okay. So do you have anybody in Ohio that you work with that's, you know, not in my area but close?
Man, we have thousands. We have over 10,000 companies we're working with throughout the U.S. That I could definitely find something here. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm just wondering if there, you know, like, give me the. The reason I'm asking is because when I talk to House, H-O-U-Z-Z House, you know, that was like a little bit of a different situation, but, you know, they aren't really known for being in the Midwest at all. And
okay.
So I was shocked that I was getting a call from them because they're an East Coast, West Coast company, and they dominate. You know, house.com will tell you that they get more traffic to their website than any other interior / remodeling / painting / you know, they get more traffic than any other website that is involved with interior, exterior remodeling and, you know, services. Okay. Like, it's an idea generation hub. So they have they're the largest in the world, according to them. So, of course, that sounds great, right?
Right.
You mean I get to market with a company that's the biggest in the world? Oh, my gosh. And then I'm like, well, okay, that's cool, but every time I tell people, my customers, for idea generation, for what they want to do in their house, to go look on house.com, they don't even know what it is.
Right.
So it's like, and then, you know, so I started asking around, and nobody knows what it is. I know what it is because I have a background in graphic design and other things. My mom's an interior designer. My dad's an architect. So, like, I know, like, I look through things like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got to have that knowledge. Knowledge is power.
So it's not like I have never been on the phone with somebody who's like, this is the next greatest thing. And it's like, and they can give me all the reasons why statistically, but it's like, I could tell you that I'm number one in five different categories. What does that matter to you, right? Like, you don't know. How would you know? Because I'm basing it on criteria that favors me, period, right?
Right, right.
Don't favor anybody else. So,
don't believe everything you hear type of deal. I got you.
I never do. Sure. But I do, like, when I asked House, I said, who else is using your services in this area? And they said, well, we have somebody else. They're marketing in these strategic neighborhoods. And I said, yeah, I can see why, because those would be the only neighborhoods in Cincinnati that, you know, would subscribe to what you guys have, because the type of homes and architecture in those areas are suited for the ideas that you guys put out on your website. You know,
okay.
House.com is like $1 million-plus home design house, like, shop, you know? It's an architectural digest of all these lead generation companies. It doesn't, you know, somebody with a Midwestern Ryan home that's, you know, lives in a $500,000 Ryan home isn't going to be able to do anything with house.com because all those ideas won't work. So
I got you.
I asked them, I was like, what's your typical, you know, lead, you know, all this kind of stuff? And they kind of told me, like, well, so we have a guy who's doing really good. He's in this eastern section of the city. And he's getting 29 impressions a month last month. And I'm like, what's an impression? An impression is when somebody looks at their profile.
Yeah.
29 impressions. I said, okay. So 29 people looked at him. I said, how many calls did he get? How many direct calls?
Exactly.
Six. Out of those six, do you have any idea how many jobs he booked? Yeah. And it was like one. I'm like, okay. I said, so I compared that to them. I was like, with Angie's at the time, I was like, well, in the last 30 days, I've had 34 calls. Mm-hmm. I've gone on 16 estimates, and I've booked 12 jobs.
Those are some stats. There you go.
So why would I do this? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because we're the number one largest company in the world, and you need what we have.
Nah, man. I think
this
is my thing.
And so, like, I proved it to myself then, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm trying to do now is to figure out on my side, like, okay, James, how bad do you need this right now?
Right.
Now, granted, I love your guys' pricing model, and it's honest. It's flat rate, cancel, no contracts. Awesome. Awesome. But if I do it, it's going to be like, well, we're going to see how well these guys work.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I have to pay for Angie's List for 6 months, then I have 6 months to figure out what I'm going to do next. If I'm not doing this and this only. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it'll be a one and done, maybe two and done kind of thing. Like, because I'm entering into the slow season, and I can't have it slow. I got to have it normal. And see, like, we will always have jobs, people calling all the way up to the end of Christmas. But now, because of last year's tax situation and everybody gets hammered on federal income taxes because the laws changed.
Right.
And, you know, the new regime's effect finally took place. They got rid of tax cuts that were put in place from the last administration. And then they cut back the child tax credits and they did all these other things. And people owed thousands of more dollars last year.
Yep.
A lot of people were paying money that I didn't plan on paying it because they didn't know the changes were coming. And, you know, people just weren't paying attention and keeping their eye on the ball. So from that standpoint, you know, I'm looking at it like there's things where, you know, I'm like, I got to think about front loading, you know. Building up with, you know, building the wall, building water up behind the dam right now.
Right.
So that come February, March timeframe, I'm not, you know, knocking on doors in my neighborhood for work, which I'm not above.
I got you, man. Okay. First things first. When it comes to Angie's and HomeAdvisor, you got that middleman that comes through, right? They're selling you leads coming from Google. I'm just going to make it short here for you, okay? So you're
they
taking away
they
that,
don't.
That.
Isn't that funny? They say they don't. They say the leads don't come from Google. I know.
Yeah,
see, here's my problem.
You can even see that. I talk to so many business owners. I would not lie, man. Especially, I'm on a recorded line, seriously. Like, I don't want to talk bad about another company, but I'm just going to
no, I mean,
that's why, yeah. That's what I want to say.
Talk the facts.
Yeah.
I want to know the facts.
Okay.
Because here's what's real frustrating. When you have a company you've been paying money to for 10 years and they can't even tell you what the facts are because they don't know, that's the problem.
I was going to say, that's a huge problem there. All right. First thing is they get those leads, whether it's hot lead, cold lead, warm, meaning that lead could have been on Google typing up one of your services. And it could have been last month, which means they already got serviced. They don't need anything. Well, by the time it sells off to you and several other businesses in your area that do exactly what you do, you call out and they get upset. Sometimes I even hear this where they're like, please stop calling me. It's already done. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. That type of deal. Or,
right.
Hey, you already got outbidded. Sorry. Like, I went with the lower price. And that happens very often. Very often. You're still getting charged for it. So we're cutting out that middleman completely. At the exact moment when the customer needs you and they look up your services, you're there to capture them. That's it, right there. So it's a different conversation when the customer's calling you, chasing you down, rather than you chasing the customer down. So that's another thing. Two, you know that it's our policy here. We can't go against our own policy or working with multiple companies. We're going to be working with you, only we can't rotate you on Google. We can't work with your competitors or share leads, meaning they're exclusively, or we're exclusively working for you, right?
So making you can't sure rotate me, but Google can rotate me.
Correct. Yep.
Got
that's
it.
Correct.
So we're trying to beat, Google is the man to beat.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So I'm competing against other people who are using other marketing services on Google.
Right. And now here's a kicker. So in your area, so you're trying to stay within Westchester, correct? I want to make sure that.
Well, no. I mean, predominantly. I mean, yeah. I'd love it if I only had to, drive 5 miles.
Of course. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't typically do that. You know, like we just got done with a job that was 45 minutes across town every day. But
okay.
It's still a $10,000 interior paint job, and you're not going to not do it.
Exactly. Okay, so my point I'm trying to bring up is, give me an area that you would like to make sure to hit heavy on that you know can bring you good profits. Like, there's got to be an area that you like.
Mason.
Mason it is. All right, so I'm going to look up Mason right now.
Mason, Loveland, I mean, Indian Hill, you name it, but...
Okay, yeah. By like 16-mile area or something like that, right? I forgot. Yeah. Okay. So I'm putting this in here, and I'm going to go in incognito mode so it's not tampered with by Google or anything like that either. And I'm going to type in the norm. What would you say the most profitable job that people would call or type in for that service? What's the most likely thing I could type in? Interior paint design? Exterior paint? You tell me.
Interior painting, exterior painting, cabinetry refacing or repainting, cabinetry painting. I mean, interior painting is normal. Interior painters, that's what they'd be Googling.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Interior painting in my area.
All right. So you've been in business for what? 10 years plus?
10 years. Yep.
Okay. There is no negative reviews or bad things said about you online, which gives you a huge advantage. You've been around for a long time. Huge advantage. You got customers already. Right.
Right.
But here's the thing. I'm looking at your competitors here, and I'm just going to go skip through the advertisements. I'm not going with the advertising stuff. Okay. A lot of people just skip through that anyway. That's a pay-per-click that I didn't even offer to you because I just don't think that's what you're looking for on there, okay? So I hope you don't mind.
No,
that's
I
just
ship
from
them
when
too.
I got to you. Okay.
I always go down to where the website's for real.
Exactly.
Like if you look up anything, if
yeah.
I look up a auditor's website, I don't go to countymaps.com. Like I go to the county of Ohio, and that's auditor's website, you know what I mean? So.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's just like any other thing. You skip the first two or three.
Yeah.
Whoever pays for that stuff, I feel bad for, but whatever.
He's strong, All right. So I'm looking at your competition here. People got like 5 stars, but 5 reviews, 28 reviews. Some of them been around. Some don't even have a website.
I know. I wish there was a way to pluck all my Angie's reviews and stick them on Google.
Well, I mean, you can't transfer those, but just with your reviews from there, I'm telling you, like, it's going to come a long way, especially with the website. We can make sure to, get some testimonials up there as well, put the link together as well to your Facebook ads, so that way both go back and forth. They correlate to one another, communicate with one another, I should say. All these things come into play of getting your business constantly being found above your competitors. I mean, have you heard of this guy, Richardson Custom Painting?
Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
No. Nope.
I mean, I'm looking at, there's a lot of painters, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, there's
Richardson's
so many.
Richardson's number one?
No, number one is Gray Painting LLC.
Yep,
now, that one's probably
that
a good
guy.
Competition to you. Yeah, because.
Well, it's funny, he has not been around as long.
Really?
Yeah, he's fairly new. He's got some money. He's
he put 50 years plus on this.
Oh, okay. You know what though? No, okay. There's some multi-generational painting companies in the area.
But some of the kids have gone off and started their own. It's still under the name, but I know the son.
Oh, God.
I know the son. That's why. I don't think the dad's doing it. Dad's retired, so 50 years is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a third generation painting company, if I'm not mistaken, maybe second. So when I say the son's got some money, he hasn't been around that long. It's because he hasn't been around that long, but his dad has. So.
Got it.
I think he's doing all the work now.
Hopefully he can carry on the legacy there, you know what I mean?
I'm sure he will. There's two or three that I know.
So, I mean, you do have competition. I'm not going to, tell you don't. But I am going to say that being on the first page is pretty darn good odds here no matter what. I mean, looking at every other company. There's one on here called Mason Painting. No ratings, no reviews, no nothing.
Never heard of it.
Clicking on this. Yeah, and he's on the first page of Google. He is, let me count here, 10th to, there we go, 2, 4. He's like the 10th one down. That already blows my mind. So if you're looking at it in that perspective here, boom.
Right.
You know,
I know these guys are, I mean, I talked to a guy, I don't know if Wertz is on there, Wertz Painting, W-E-R-T-Z.
Let me take a look. Let me see. I don't see Wertz. No, no Wertz, not even on the first page here.
He used to be.
I'm looking in Loveland right now, though. That's where I'm at.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you look in Mason, I would love to see what's in Mason.
Sure.
That's next door to me.
Ab Contracting Services? That's number one.
Ab?
Yeah, AB. AB Contracting Services, Inc. Second one would be, the Wertz is number three. All in one Wertz painting? Yeah, that's number three there. And I think, honestly, just by looking at this already, you can knock this guy out. Properties, ceiling textures, commercial. Let's look at the stuff that he got here. Deck staining. Okay, trim repairs. He's got good wording here. Let's look at his website. Website does look pretty professional. It's a lot of scrolls for me. But yeah. Is this your competition right here?
Zach he's kind of a friend, but he does more commercial. He does less residential, but he does residential when he can't get commercial. But he came in about a month ago and was like, hey man, how's it going? We're talking. And he's like, you busy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, man, we're slow. He's like, we're looking. You know if anybody needs anything? I'm like, no. And when Wertz is saying that, and he's on Google, I know because Zach told me a long time ago, he's like, man, he asked me what I do for marketing, and I told him, and he said, I only do Google. And he said, honestly, man, it's the best thing ever. I'm like, how much do you want to pay them? He's like, it's a little over $1,000 a month.
Oof.
And I'm like,
wait, why so much?
Great question.
So sometimes they're paying that much, so it's like the Google Ads or, other higher packages, those are pay-per-lead or pay-per-click that's added.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And
I don't want to do any of that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I hope I earned your trust when I say I was like, I didn't even pitch that to you, man, because that's not what you need. Remember, my job is to make sure to find a good package that's going to work well for your business, that's tailored to you. That way you last a long time with us.
Here's the thing. I'm loyal because I've been with Angie's for 10 years.
Yep.
But that loyalty is running out faster than I like it to. And it's running out at the worst time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because if I was getting loyal, here's the thing too. And I could be completely wrong. I could be leveling, the lack of things coming my way on Angie. As it's Angie's fault. But truth be told, there are some things I could have definitely have been doing better that I wasn't. Why? Because I think I got too comfortable. I had, you have to understand, okay? In my work over the last 10 years, well, over the last 7 of 10 years, every year for the last 7 years, I have turned down more jobs, meaning people called me to do an estimate, and I told them, when are you trying to get the project done? And they said, in the next 2 to 3 months, tops. And I said, I'm booked out 6.
Wow.
So okay. Of all the people who called me to specifically ask me to come work for them that I turned away, easily equals, if we do, I don't know, if a job, if the average job, say, is a week long,
yeah,
then we do about 50 jobs a year. You know what I mean? Or less. I've easily turned away every year for the last 7 years, except maybe this last year, maybe even more this last year, I'm not sure, but probably, well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't really know because we were so busy. I didn't even pick up the phone and call a lot of people because I knew we were booked out 6 months and they were going to just be like, I can't do it anyway. But if it was something I really wanted, I did. I picked it. Like if it was a cabinet job, I'll pick it up and call it, even if it's 6 months out, and they might wait because they want it done right. So, I mean, that's how you get booked out 6 months. You don't stop
right.
calling people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, David,
you keep calling yeah. people, but there's a point, right, where they just like, ah, it's a long time to wait. So we would turn away, you know, maybe about 150 direct, maybe 150, 175 direct contacts a year.
Oof.
Out of the people I could have gone and done an estimate for. So if I would have gone and done those estimates, meaning like they like what we do, we are in the running, you know, they like our services, they like our reputation, everything other than the timetable, if I would have gone and done those estimates, I would have closed 60% of them. That's our close ratio.
Okay.
So 60% of 170 or 150, even if it's 120. Let's say it's only 120, and 20% of those, let's just say, once I get there, are jobs where I'm like, no, we can't do this, or no, I don't want to do this. All right, let's take those right out of the picture. So let's just deal with 100, and let's just close 60 of those. That's 60 jobs.
Yeah.
That's more than I do in a year. So if we do $250,000 of business a year, gross, we net around 207 last year. The year before, we had a lower year in 21. Well, 22. I mean, 22, we netted 250. We grossed 257. We netted 207.
Okay.
Between the two of us. Year before that, it was gross like 215 and netted like 190-something. Bad year. 2021 was bad. Got hit with inflation. Booked out 6 months, but couldn't change our prices because inflation was going up, but we were booked out so far that we were under contracts, couldn't change anything. We were losing money on jobs. But 2020, we did $242,000 gross and we netted like 201.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can imagine, right? Like if we've turned down more money in jobs a year than we actually can do. Every
sure.
year for the last 7 years.
Okay.
So why am I worried about marketing? You know what I mean? You get used to it. You get spoiled. You just expect it's coming. But I always do get to this point every year where like I'm like, I can see it. I can see the okay. slowdown coming. I feel something coming. And then I work really stupid hard through January to get work for February and March. And then when March ends and people get their taxes done, the floodgates open and we're booked
right.
again forever. It's like, I kind of wish deer hunting season was February and March and not like November, December, you know, because I would just take those 2 months off. I would just work oh. April to January and just take those 2 months off and just
yeah.
bust it. Because I work so
yeah.
hard through January. I work so hard in January and February and March, tracking down every lead, doing every estimate, following up with every call, like just to make sure, like we're painting bathrooms and dumb, like little things and we're cutting down trees and we're doing landscaping. And then the next thing you know, I've spent, you know, 60, 70 hours a week working through January, February, March. And then when April hits, we're booked out 6 months within about 3 weeks. And now I had no time to relax at all.
Well, see, now I just killed
myself so that I could kill myself. It's like, it happens every year.
We got to stop that loop, man, right? Like,
right.
It sounds to me like you hustle in that time when you're like, oh, man, I need to stay busy. Well, you fill it all up and taking it as many jobs as you possibly can, which is a lot of work in general. And then it comes to that point where it starts slowing down again. It's like, why don't we stop that loop? We start working on specific categories, specific terminology to get actually more profitable jobs. Because the calls are going to come directly to you. If you're turning down jobs, especially from like Angie's there, then imagine how many people don't want to go through that extra loop where they have to put in their information to find a company that can help them with their service that they need. Some people don't like doing that. That's an extra step. They just want to say, hey, let's Google it. You see what I'm saying? So that's big differences. But I think the most important thing for you is the fact that, hey, we can take a load off your shoulders. You have the right company that's going to help you. And I'm going to plan on us succeeding on this, okay? I hope you are too. Because when we do succeed, then you can expand or take a little bit more, you know, less headache on yourself out there.
Well, I have a feeling this is going to be an expensive year. I have a feeling that I need to get my stuff in order and I need to gear up. I'm going to take this break, this vacation, and I'm going to focus on just in the back of my mind, like, you better prepare to hit the ground running because I'm taking on, you know, $70,000 more debt by buying a piece of property. And I'm a debt-free guy, but other than my house, but now I'm a debt-free guy other than my house and my property. Don't get me wrong. I want to enjoy that property. But here's the cool thing about the property. I haven't had anything in a long time that's made me want to get up and go after it because I'm comfortable.
Well, comfortable. My father was telling me comfort zone is danger zone. But then again, I did martial arts, so you can't get comfortable.
Well,
you know what I mean.
You have to keep going. Yeah. You can't.
Yep.
You have to keep going. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. But that's a problem with comfort. Like, it's nice. But at the same time, like, I want to enjoy my children while they're still young.
Right.
You know? I don't want to work every day. I don't want to work every weekend. I don't want to work all nights. I want to go to their games. I want to go to their practices. I want to go to their plays. I want to do their things. Because what the hell am I doing all this for if I'm not doing any of that?
Right.
It makes no sense. To me, it makes no sense. Like, I waste my whole life working and then what? Wish I had memories? Like, that's not good either. So I force myself to do the things that are good for my family and my children. And I enjoy them. But then I have to work like a stupid, crazy person sometimes to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because the work still has to get done. The money still has to be made, and the people's, you know, the commitments I've made to people 3 and 4 and 5 months from now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I already have April, May, and June already booked for this year coming up.
Okay.
You know, I have to figure out January, February, March. So the frustrating part is, it's like, would I like to expand my business? I would. But, you know, there's a lot of back-end stuff that I needed to do a long time ago, and I didn't because, you know, I'm like every other business guy. I worked for somebody else. I thought I could do this myself. And if you've ever read the book, The E-Myth, it's a phenomenal book. But it's a phenomenal book, and you're a business owner yourself, right? So
yes, I am.
You should read it.
E-Myth.
Entrepreneurial myth. But basically one of the premises of that book is everybody starts out as you're a technician, right?
Okay.
You're somebody who did something for somebody else, thought, you know what, I could do this for myself, and then you went and did it. What you didn't do is, like, if you're a painter, you're like, I can paint for myself. So you go and paint for yourself, right?
Right.
But what else comes with painting for yourself? Are you a good accountant? Are you a good financial planner? Are you a good marketing guy? Are you a good PR person? Are you good at, you know, people skills? Are you good at, you know, planning, scheming, coming up with new ideas, problem solving? Are you a good manager of people? because you need all those skills if you're going to actually be a business owner.
Right.
So most people just go from being technicians into owning businesses without ever really understanding how that the business itself, the biggest mistake we all make is we don't build the business the way you want it to be 20 years in the making. Like if you're going to put a foundation together for a business, you want to build that foundation for what you want it to produce you in the end. There's a goal.
Yeah.
And if you don't build the foundation so that you can obtain the goal of like saying stepping out of all the roles of the business and the business working on itself and having people to manage that business and you manage the one or two people who manage everything else, so you're not actively swinging the brush all day, you have to set that foundation from the beginning. You have to know what that looks like. Well, nobody does that. They just go from working for somebody else. They knock on a door. Guy says, hey, I paint houses. Guy's like, cool, I'll hire you. And next thing you know, you're in your own business.
Right.
That none of that foundation stuff ever gets laid. Right. Yeah. So I'm no different, but now because I have something in place for 10 years, I'm trying to go back and start over from scratch. That's why I haven't expanded the business, because I'm trying to build it right. If I keep building on what I've got the way I've been doing it, I'm going to be right where I'm at right now. No illusions about that. I've built it up. It's fallen apart. I've built it up. It's fallen apart. But I found one guy. I switched the way I do things. I pay based on percentages. I don't pay on hours. So I pay on performance. So the guy that works for me gets paid he gets a direct percentage of the entire profit of every single job we work on. So if we do a $10,000 job together, he knows his paycheck is going to be $3,000. Now it's up to us to figure out, and him, how do I make that $3,000? Do I make it in 2 weeks? Do I make it in a week and a half? Do I make it in a week and a day? Because every day you get that done faster, your income is going up.
Right.
But if you don't do it right and we have to go back or we have to stay there longer because you screwed something up, our income goes down. Not just his, mine does too.
Of course, yeah.
So it's like a partnership in that regard.
Yeah. That's a really nice module you got there too. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'd love it if people you want to come over and work with us. That'd be great.
Actually, when we spoke last week, you mentioned something about this, and I did a little homework on that for my own company. So I'm glad I got the chance to say thank you for that, because I can't really talk too much about this on phone here. But
it's more like really a franchise concept.
And I feel like there's certain points in, you know, owning my business where I was thinking about certain things like that, but it was just, I'll be real with you, I was stubborn, you know. I did something completely different that everyone was like, never going to work, never going to work. And I was like, I believe in it. Sorry, you know, and it did well. So, but there are certain things I just had to stay laser focused, I'm going to say, in order to make it work. And
right.
I think I'm at that point where you are, actually, where it's fine tuning. I'm not going to try to invent a new wheel. No, I'm going to go back to the same one here and fine tune it and make it stronger, you know? So that's pretty much what I'm at on this. So thank you for that, James.
You're welcome.
Sorry, we get distracted on this a little bit here. So talk to me about this. I mean, you see value in it as long as it works. I'm going to put it plain and simple, right? For me on my side here, I know it works very well. It's just a matter of showing you how this is going to process, going to make it happen. By getting started, that's what we could do right now. Literally, I go over keywords, I go over services, I go over your areas, and then we'll double down on that. Like our team, I introduce them to you. We'll make sure that if there's any places that may have a higher influx that's nearby that we forgot, we'll bring that up. Different keywords possibly as well too. We want to make sure we're covering all bases, because again, your success is ours, right? If you're not doing well, there's no cancellation piece, right? And then guess what? We just lost a lot of time and effort and art, because it takes a village of us to do it. It's not just me or just one crew. Like There's a different crew for Facebook ads. There's a different crew for website, different crew for your Google business profile. But all these crews, they understand how it works and links together to one another. So that's the difference on that, right?
Right.
I'm sure you could hire somebody to pay for a great website, but they have no idea how Facebook works. You hire somebody to do Facebook ads, but they have no idea how to link it to the website to help that back and forth. This is what
could help. That's what I need help with too. I mean, the time is money, but as long as I have what I need coming in, and I'm not, I mean, I don't want to get, nobody wants to be in a situation where they're pouring into something, you know, with resources. And that's how I feel with Angie right now. I'm putting in my resources, but what I'm getting out of it is not what I feel like I'm putting into it. And they could say to me, well, somebody in your advertising category with as much territory as you have, the only reason you're paying so little is because you've been with us for so long. I'm like, I get it. Okay, great. That's awesome. Right. I know there's no loyalty bonuses. I know there's nothing that says because you've been with us for 10 years and built an impeccable record with our company that we should somehow show you some sort of appreciation or favoritism.
Right.
Granted, I don't pay my guy that way. I pay him based on his performance, a direct percentage. So he knows the better we perform, the more he makes. Every single time. It's merit-based. And I know that Angie doesn't do it like that anymore.
Yeah.
But here's the point that I had to them was like, I said relationships are a deposit, or a series of deposits and withdrawals. And Hope, because my manager Hope over there was like, well, you know, you only have like 2 reviews this whole year. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Because I just don't ask people to give me reviews. I mean, I've always felt that, you know, I said, Hope, if I asked for reviews, if I literally solicited reviews from all of my customers, I'd have 3 times the reviews I have on there. I don't.
Yeah.
Those 85 reviews or 86 reviews or whatever I got on there, that was people actually wanting to actually get on there and say something nice about the work we did. It was unsolicited.
I love that.
Which is even better than solicited. Because when you go, I mean, if I want to feel better about myself, all I got to do is open up my reviews and read them. If I want my head to explode, just read my reviews. They can't stop saying enough great things about us. They even say some things that aren't flattering, but you know what? We did such good work, they don't even care. One guy talked about how much I talk. He's like, don't feel bad about cutting James off at mid-sentence. The guy can just go for days, right? I know. The only slightly negative 4-star review was the one I told you about. Work was great, very chatty. So obviously you know this is me, it's my personality because you've been on the phone with me a few times.
Yeah.
This is just the way it is. But I'm aware of it, okay? Sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize for that. Great guy, great conversation all the time. I just want to make sure we can, you know, deliver for you the way your expectations are. And
so
I just, I truly believe this, man. I'm not going to say, all right, yeah, I'll put it this way. And this is through Local Slosh here, my company here. We've turned people away. Like I said, hey, listen, you have everything here. You have a great website. Why are you looking to make this change? And they're like, oh, because this. And it just wasn't adding up to me. I was like, unless you're trying to like save some money or whatever. I mean, it's really pretty much already set for you. You'd be paying for something that you already have. You know, like I'm just trying to help you understand.
But
that
let me ask
we're not
you this:
trying to take
was
money.
It was it bringing them with what they already had, bringing them the business? Was it bringing it in?
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing well. It was just fine. I'm like, well, what are you trying to do? I'm like, are you trying to open a new? Are you trying to expand? No, I like where I'm at. Well, then I don't see how we're going to help you here. You know, like I literally turned down because I'm like, listen, I think you're doing just fine the way you are right now. You know, I think you have a great website. You have a great, you know, book of business going on. It's just you'll be paying for something you already have. I've literally turned people down like that. I'm being shooting it straight here with you on that, you know, but this for your company, I did a little research here myself, and I'm still looking at it right here. Yeah, you got great reviews. And I love the fact that you tell me that they're organic reviews. They're not saying, oh, leave a review for me, you know? A friend of mine told me this one time. He's like, if you're a king is not a king if he has to tell people he's a king. You know what I mean? So it's like, kind of correlates to this a little bit. You know, you're not having to say, hey, listen, I need your review. Please leave a review for me. There have been reviews because of the quality of work already. You don't have to even worry about that because that's just a muscle memory thing to do. Do quality work, treat people real good, and who cares about your personality? That's your personality, and that's who makes you you, you know? So there. And I think that's a great match here. I really do. You can use the help. We can deliver for this, man.
What else, so you need to do, I mean, I don't know what you need to do as far as keywords and all that kind of stuff.
Let's go over this stuff first. So if we were to move forward here, hypothetically speaking right now, I would literally say, all right, I know your hours of operation, but I still want to ask, how would you like to be shown on Google? 24/7, Monday through Saturday, like, you know what I mean? How would you like to be contacted? Let's go over the key areas. Obviously, the package goes a 50-mile radius out, but we can exclude some areas. We can hit specific zip codes, counties, cities, however you like. And
My point is, if it's in 50 miles, am I limited within that 50-mile circle? If I don't, let me say it this way. Draw a circle around my house 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
If I deselect some areas, I can't select some areas that are outside the 50-mile radius.
Yeah, anything outside of that 50-mile radius, and I'm not going to promise you moving stars and not deliver, man. Like, this package is for 50 miles within, so up to the 50-mile marker. If you go any further than that, then that's when it's a different package on there, and I wouldn't even be talking about this package at all.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you decide to part, like, let's say, upgrade your package later down the road, you're like, all right, John, this is doing very well. I got more employees that are trustworthy, blah, 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 whatever case. Let me know, because we can actually apply this promotional rate for any other package that you decide to upgrade to as well, too. Right? But right now, this is those other packages, unless you want it, I really don't believe that's what you're looking for.
No, I mean, I'd rather maximize what's in my local area. There's so many houses where I live.
I agree.
I mean, Westchester, Mason, Loveland, Indian Hill, Blue Ash, Evendale, Lebanon, Springboro, I mean, Monroe. It's just, you know, there's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a ton of work. There's a ton of business to be had. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah.
There's a ton of work, but what is there to, you know, if there's a ton of work out there and you're not getting it, then there's a miss. And I think the very first thing is you got to get your business out there, not just in one directory. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say, like, hey, you're not getting enough business. I'm just saying that Google makes that much of a difference. Right? I go on Google Maps. I'm sure you're probably using Google Maps right now to get to your destination.
Like, actually, I'm not, but.
No? Get out of here.
No.
You too?
Bro, I could drive before with my eyes closed.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
seriously.
That's different,
like,
man. Come on. But if you
I
need
mean,
a gas station that's, but, like, how far?
But truly, right? Truly, yeah, if I needed that, but truly, I'm the worst person to say that to, because just ask my wife. If you ask my wife, if we're buried in the woods, like, if you put me on a helicopter and drop me off in the middle of the wilderness, out of everybody that I personally know, I'm probably the second best person to get out of that area and, like, find civilization. Like,
okay.
I will find north, south, east, and west quickly. I will find out. You know, obviously water runs downhill. Obviously there are, you know, I'm going, you know, like, there's just things you should think about, but I'm that guy. Like, I'm the guy that wants to go get lost in the woods just so I can find my way out. That's me. But anyway, I get it, man. Like, Google's a place to be. And, you know, I get calls every day, right?
We need to update your Google listing. You know, it's like, then update it. You know, it's not like you don't know I'm there. I know what that is. It's like, we're just calling because your Google listing isn't, it's like, I know what you're doing. I don't like it. At the end of the day, we're going to be on a power phone call just to, you know, for you to sell me something. You know, if you need me on there, that's bad. Like, they always call, the message is always like, we need you to call us back because your Google listing isn't. As if my house is on fire because my Google listing isn't, you know, awesome. It's like, I hate to say it, but I've been making it pretty just well without you guys, you know?
Right.
And that doesn't mean that I won't or that I can't or that I'm not going to. It's the confluence of me not being happy with what I'm paying for now.
Right.
That is it. And there's all these people I've said to them, the answer isn't no, the answer is not now, because they've called and called and called for years. And I said, look, I'm not saying no, I'm just saying this is not yet right.
Right.
And then
timing has to be there.
We are. So. But anyway, so what else do we need to go over?
Okay. So you tell me, man. I mean, we pretty much, as you can tell, we're open book here. I'll answer any question, any concern, and address it right away. But, I mean,
other than that, what is there left to do? Right? Is it just moving forward and getting this thing going?
Yes, sir, it is. We do this. I go over some key stuff here. Of course, I want to make sure you're well protected. I'm not taking a no for an answer. Where we do a voice verification where everything is recorded. I put the pricing in there. That way you can always have that as a protection. If you decide to part ways in the future, knock on wood. I even tell you how to go ahead and do that process so that way you're not getting charged for the month. All we ask for is 3 days in advance, before your next billing cycle starts so that way you're not being charged for that month. Okay. But after that voice verification part, we set up a security question for your account. We don't want anything or any information going out to anybody else. Accept payment. Set up a technician call when, I don't know if you want to do it when you get back or, you know, on the drive still or whatnot from there. But I want to make sure our team goes over everything we discussed in further detail too. So I lay down literally everything there for you.
Okay, and as far as getting all of this stuff set up so that I can maximize what I'm paying for, let me say it this way, if I just pulled my credit card out right now, am I paying for this right now, and then we're setting this all up?
That's correct. Yeah, well, I'm setting this up now, and then I like to do this to make you feel more comfortable. You know, I set everything up here right before I send it over. We accept payment. I stay on the phone with you so you see everything for yourself on email, through text and email, of your invoice, of everything we discussed. That way, there's no phone tag or anything like that. If you have questions that you see something that you don't like in there, you can talk to me about it while I'm on the phone with you.
Okay.
That's my promise to you.
That's going to be kind of hard while I'm driving. But, yeah, I would like to see that because I probably will look. I will – let me say it this way. I will definitely look it over, but here's what I'm going to be thinking about. I'm going to start when I have the time today, either when I land or whenever we switch drivers – I'm going to start Googling lots of different keyword searches in my area for painting.
Okay.
And I'm going to see what starts coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a feel for how that algorithms are working. You know?
I mean, the more knowledge you have, the better.
Well, if I say the same thing six different ways and the same company comes up every time, that's probably a good keyword, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like, those are the keywords. But if I say something different and that company doesn't come up, then that's probably what you don't want.
Well, not necessarily. If they don't come up for that, there could be a reason. There are many reasons. One reason is being
they don't want to be found. Right. But I mean, it's – let me say it this way. If I typed in cabinet painting and refinishing Did I lose you?
I'm here with you now. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm losing you again. Hello? Hello? I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear you. Hello? You there with me? James? tiny hair or something.
Dang it, I don't know why.
There we go.
Yeah, my phone's connecting to Bluetooth.
Okay.
Anyway, dang it, you probably didn't hear anything I said. So if you type something in the search and nothing comes up, nobody comes up, like cabinet refacing, well,
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing, man. For me.
I was going to say that, yeah.
So that's the other thing I'm going to look at. Like, if there's a way to word it that I know is popular, and then there's a way to word it that's not, is there any amount of keywords that I, is there like an extent of the amount of keywords I can have up to so
yes.
many?
Yeah, so it's so you get 7 to 15 keywords and phrases. Now, when we put it like that for phrases, I'll put it this way: since I've been here, I've not met one person that hit that marker. So, what I do is make sure that we put in the services, no matter what, that you want to be found for. You could always add more later, but when you talk to our technician team, they look at those services. They say, "All right, hey, listen," when they talk to you. And they say, we have the algorithms for this. These are better keywords. If you want to use them, great. If not, no worries. If you want to add something or take something off, perfectly fine. Like, that's
okay.
Literally the conversation they'll have on that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that gives you time to do your research with that as well, too, because if you wanted to add more, again, you're not married to it. So. I don't know if I lost you again.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I'm eating. She's it. No, that's good. No, that's good. Yeah. Then put it together. If you can put it together and email it to me, I'll be. God knows when. Dude, we just got in Tennessee. We're not even in Knoxville yet. We've been on the road since 11 o'clock. This is stupid.
Jeez, man. All right.
We should be in Georgia. Like, we should already have been almost to Atlanta.
Yeah.
This is, like, turning into one of those, like, awesomely not cool drives. But,
yeah.
So, you know, but that, and it's raining, and it's, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm probably making everybody else in the car nervous, but whatever. I, you know. I gotta get things done. But yeah, if you can put that together, if you have time and shoot that to me, then I will go over it and then I will contact you. I mean, probably not tonight because it'll be probably way too late, but tomorrow we'll still be on the road all the way to Florida. And at least I'll have a chance to be able to sit down with a drink in my hand this evening, even though, you know, it's not my normal thing to do, but when I'm on vacation,
yeah,
I might just have one. Sit down, read over everything, kids will be in bed, and I'll be like, all right, cool, I can think about it.
Well, James, here's the thing. I want to make sure, first off, we're respecting your vacation time, especially with the family and making such a big move that you're doing, you know? But for me, upon signing up today, if we were to do that, I go over making sure with you. You tell me, hey, these services I have to have and want to be found for. The work of, you know, getting the keywords and algorithms is with our tech team that talks to you afterwards. They're the ones that make it magic happen. Yeah. So I know about this stuff, and can I do it pretty much myself? Sure, but that's not my job here. My job is to make sure that we have the most strongest things here, making sure that all the services that you have to offer are in there. If I missed any, they still will recap on that just in case if I missed something or misspelled something too. So that's how it works on that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then you just need to know the keywords?
Services. Tell me. I mean, like, obviously cabinet painting, refinishing, interior, exterior painting. It gets you clicks and calls, but I want to make sure if that's what you want to be found for, great. But I know you do high-end type of things as well, so is there a different type of lingo I can use for this as well?
Right. I would say carpentry.
Okay.
Or finish. I would say finish carpentry.
Finished.
Okay. I would say wallpaper removal.
Wallpaper removal. Okay.